Ruby 6.5, Far-Flung Farouk.
That was another thing that didn't figure. Andor and I had been walking pretty much nonstop while Teru and Kapoor were checking out each burial chamber, and here they were catching up.
Maybe time is slowing down.
Why isn't it slowing down for them?
Well, maybe for them it's speeding up.
Hold on. Whose tomb is this?
Fer'oop the 10th.
Let's take a look.
This door has been opened.
Ooh, someone trashed this place.
Was it tomb raiders?
Looks like Fer'oop fell on his face.
There's footprints in the dust, Ruby.
Oh, yeah?
I think the large prints are Teru's.
Oh, yeah, and the prancing little prints belong to that pigeon-toed rodent.
How is that possible?
Teru?
Ruby?
Where are you?
We've just entered the chamber of Fer'oop the 13th.
What?
I said we've just entered the chamber
of... How did you get ahead of us?
Where are you?
We're back on the 10th.
The 10th? We've already been there.
Yeah, I noticed.
You don't want to do that.
What?
Leave it alone.
Teru?
Yes, Ruby?
Have you seen anything rolling around in the dark?
You mean the mummies?
Mummies?
Well, as I said or thought I did, these giant statues of the far-flung Kapoor, that's not recommended. They really are sarcophagi, each one containing a mummy rolled into a fetal position.
You mean there's mummified bodies of Fer'oops rolling around down here?
Well, you could say that. Leave it be, Kapoor.
Teru, are you saying the mummies move on their own?
It's strange, I know. What makes a mummy roll? No, no, Kapoor! Ruby, there's something that draws them. It's like a... No, no, that's the last thing you want
to... Okay. Look, Teru. Teru.
Ruby?
If there's a mummy there, don't let him get away.
Saying.
We'll meet you at the tomb of Fer'oop the 14th, but don't enter his tomb.